Run the track!
Welcome to Foster's Podcast.
Oh, no! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the world-famous Foster the Podcast. This is the official show of stand-up comedian Justin Foster and professional life coach Christy Marie Royster. Every week, we bring to you the craziest stories, the best interviews, pop culture news, also dating and relationship advice. Brand new episodes every Monday, available on iTunes. Subscribe to us on iTunes, search for Foster the Podcast on there. Also, check out our website, fosterthepodcast.com, where you can download past episodes. You can email Christy and I and donate to the show. Also, for my stand-up tour dates, visit my website, justincomic.com. And now, enjoy this week's episode.
Yo, nice selfie stick, bruh. It's got the button and everything. It's not even just like the apparatus that holds the phone. It's got Bluetooth capabilities.
It has Bluetooth capabilities.
You didn't buy that. That's why I couldn't find it, because I'm still looking in your purse for my
Me and Christy have the same purse.
No,
and
you put my phone in your purse.
So it's just disasters. Like literally the exact same.
When we were leaving the house today, I put my phone on one, I mean, I put my purse on one shoulder and then like got distracted and put her purse on my other shoulder. So I sat down in my car and I had two purses on, like I was geared up for some sort of weird ass battle.
She was equipped.
God knows what.
Christy, at your wedding, you got married. Actually, do you want to explain who our guest is today? So, because you guys are talking like it's business as usual.
Our guest today is Kara May Royster.
Woo!
The Kara May Royster.
Thank you.
Is our guest
My
tonight,
little sister.
Which is amazing. Yeah. It makes me so happy. Thank you for coming on.
Of course.
You were on very, very, very long time ago. Yeah.
Yes.
You went much more famous since then.
Correct.
I like to think you got your start on Foster Podcast like most people.
Definitely. That's, number one. That's number one on the bio.
I looked at your IMDb the other day. We're not listed on there. I'm going to be honest. I was a little
I know. I feel hurt that you haven't given me my credit yet. I feel like I deserved it.
You're the one doing shit.
He doesn't know how IMDb works.
Or the internet, for that matter, it seems.
Is it like Wikipedia? Can you just add shit?
I guess.
Star Wars.
Start in it. They cut it all out.
Still get the credit, though.
The director's cut is going to be a lot different. Later. So, Christy's wedding, you had, Carrie, you had a selfie stick. And we were like, making fun of it, kind of like, man, that's pretty awesome, right? I got that for Christmas, like as a gift, and I love it.
Yours is way better than mine, and that says a lot.
It's sad for two reasons. It's sad because I, A, non-ironically love it, and two, I'm the person that looks like he would carry a selfie stick. Like that, who that's for.
Right.
Like, you need to keep it in your fanny pack.
Yes. I keep it in my My Chemical Romance backpack. I've got it ready at all times.
Just so you can take pictures of yourself looking sad in multiple playlists. The pictures you've been posting of yourself.
Big fan.
Oh,
you big fan.
Do they have the selfie stick in the picture? That's my favorite. It's when you can see the handle. No, it's like, wow, you were alone.
Ooh, this is old school drummer Justin.
Oh my god, I saw those. Yeah. Oh my god. Where does one find a puppy suit? Is that a dog suit?
Oh,
what
yeah,
was
you
that?
Were playing drums in a dog
I was playing
suit
in a dog
something.
Suit. I don't know, it was a weird time back then. I don't know where that came from. I don't know
where it is now.
Yeah, I have no idea. The lead singer of my band was texting me. He's like, "Where was that even taken at?" I couldn't. I don't know. I found a hard drive with a bunch of old band photos and stuff.
Oh man, it's so good.
Wow.
It's real nice. Well, our listeners, because we always joke about it on the show, and I was like, maybe I'll post it one day. And then so yesterday I was like, here's a few.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I definitely didn't post all of them.
No.
Just a little handful.
I appreciate them all.
Looking forward to the collection.
Yeah.
There's one on my Facebook page where I'm like, there's like Budweiser bottles thrown about, and I'm like looking up at the camera.
You may have texted that one to me, and it's definitely my favorite.
That was
because you're so badass with like your two Budweiser bottles in the background.
That's a cool guy.
And he looks like very angsty, and it's taken from like way above him while he's playing his fucking drums. The whole thing.
Wow.
That was a cool guy. What can I say? What do you want?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. You've been busy.
Been running around. Speaking of IMDb,
fun. You're on Pretty Little Liars.
Uh-huh, for a couple of episodes and stuff. It's like my favorite show. We were going to watch it. Me and her, when the episode that I came on, we were just sitting there watching it, and I came on the screen. We're like, oh, right, that's why we're doing this.
That's
we're like, oh, right. We weren't just trying to solve mysteries. I forgot.
How was that? Okay, I have so many questions to ask you because of that. It's so exciting to me. So were you a fan of the show before you booked it?
Way before.
How does that feel to be cast on a show that, because a lot of like friends that are actors and their stuff, like, hey, I'm going to do this thing. Yeah, I don't really know what it is. Or, hey, there's this new thing they created. You were a fan of that show.
Mm-hmm.
100% not the case.
Right.
To be on the show.
Yeah, I had to keep it together.
Sure.
Was the major thing that I was like, you can't reveal this too early, or realistically, not at all.
Right.
So there was definitely days where I would like sit down and I was sitting with one of the writers and I was like, and he said something. I was like, no, that was season 3. Oh, my God, you idiot. And he's like, oh, so you're a fan. That's nice. And then I killed myself.
And it's a mystery, too, right? So now things are being revealed to you. She would come home and be like, I'm not saying anything, but someone walked into the dressing room today and I almost died.
Oh, like other stars on the show?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Or
well,
just like, you're not supposed to be here. You know, like that kind of shit.
Right.
It's like, wait, you're back? How? What?
Because a plot details on the. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. I got you.
Very soap opera-y.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I should watch it because I have a selfie stick.
Yeah, but true.
I'm the type of guy who should watch it. Yeah.
There's so many of my guy friends who are like, oh, I'm sorry, I don't watch it. And I was like, if you were such an avid watcher, like, I'd have questions for you. Okay, that would almost
right. If I was a huge fan.
It's an awesome show, though, and I do suggest it for everybody, but so I don't know if you come along to it.
Watch it. I'll watch it now.
Yeah.
So you got casted on it, and so you're on set, and you're just like, I shouldn't be here. This is
right,
crazy.
Exactly. It's just like, oh my God, that's the Radley, and that's this, and that's that. And I was just like, knew what everything was, and everyone's like last names of the characters, and just like, oh, this, and they would try and explain it to me, like, oh, well, this is a reference to, and I'm like, oh, okay, thanks for telling me something I already know.
Right, yeah. So did you have to, this is really dumb, but I'm sure you had to audition for it, right? And then so you get a call back and you're like, there's no way.
Well, it was awesome because I was going in, I did the audition and they didn't tell me, I was just going to be the love interest of someone. I was like, oh, there's a new character coming on and I'm going to be the girlfriend. Okay. Cool. So then I get the call back and they're like, you're going to be reading with Keegan Allen. And I was like, Toby, but he's with Spencer. Oh, no. No, this can't be their end game. What? So I was like, oh my God, I'm going to get murdered. Like, I'm going to get death threats from myself. Like, as a fan, I would hate me. And so, but they wrote the character really nice. And so she's hard to hate, which is
nice.
Better. Yeah. Cause like, I would get some different kind of tweets.
Fans. Right.
I got told to die a couple times so far. Superman.
Did you really?
Yes. I got told to die a couple times and just like go home. Like, I wasn't already there, but... Right.
Because you...
Go back to where you came from.
Yes!
Someone told you,
I got called Fugly, which I haven't heard that in quite some time. I thought that was a good throwback.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Fugly is old school, and I appreciated that. Yeah. The artistry.
Thank you.
Yeah. Dear trolls, you're appreciated.
Super hurtful, but I appreciate where you're coming from.
What's cool, though, is that everyone, even online, when they make, like, piss off references for you, it's normally like it's normally to her character, which is called Yvonne.
Uh-huh.
Never like a direct.
Right. People love Kara.
Right. Kara's great.
Yvonne
must die.
That'd be
yes. Yeah. And it's like, you're great. You're such a great addition to the show. You're so sweet. Go away, please. Please. Thank you. Bye.
So when it airs, what was your first reaction like watching it when it came on? Was it just surreal?
It was just too weird because we were going to watch it anyway. Like, this wasn't an event. Like, we go on Tuesday and we sit and we watch. And then my face popped up and it was bizarre.
And as the big sister, what was that like for you?
Okay, so what happened beforehand,
uh-huh.
I'm a big baby when it comes to my sister, uh-huh. and I get super excited. But what happened beforehand is that everyone's been wondering, like, who's this mystery girl that's breaking up this couple? And when they leaked, like, that when they leaked her name and everything, and all these people started posting articles about her, mm-hmm. everyone in the car is, like, really excited and keeping it together, and I'm just super quiet, and all of a sudden I'm like... I know I'm being crazy, but I'm so proud of you. Aww. And I just like completely lost my shit in the car. Started like hugging her. There were tears streaming down my face. I couldn't have been more excited in that moment.
Yeah, it was cute. Oh my God, it's so amazing.
I couldn't keep it together. I couldn't act like I've been there before.
Right.
I completely just lost shit.
That's such a cool, like I try to think of like being a fan of something and then being cast on it and then being able to watch it. That's gotta be the greatest feeling in the world. Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So it's still airing now, yeah? You still have more episodes.
And then I will be, you know, floating around, but definitely season finale I will be popping up.
And when does it air? When can people watch it? Most of our fans probably are already watching it.
It's Tuesdays at 8, and so just watch all of it, and then I think in about 4 weeks it should be the season finale. I think they got four weeks left.
That's rad. And what do you do? Are you going out for anything else? Are you looking for anything else? Are you stuck with this right now?
No, this has been super fun. I also just did Casey Undercover, which is going to be on the Disney Channel, starring Zendaya.
Oh, cool.
Which was also super cool. Big fan of hers. And so she's rad. And I got to do my own fight scenes and things like that. So that was cool. And also Mono Movie, which is going to be coming out soon enough. We're going to find out some things.
Dude, you're killing it. That's amazing.
She's literally, you're in his face right now.
She's so proud.
She's kind of a
and now you're doing the world famous boss of the podcast.
Dude.
It all comes
Which
full
is the height of the year for sure.
Last you guys were on, we were talking about like y'all's trip to, it was Italy, right?
Yeah. The Tuscany debacle, as it has been
How was
named.
Your trip? I want to talk to you about this. How was your trip to Canada this year by car?
So long. I wouldn't know because I slept to cope with the pain. I slept immediately and only, but I don't know. It was cool to kind of, I hated it. I hated it.
Totally freaking useless.
Did you drive any of the way or was it all them?
My mom has control issues.
Okay.
So I tried to. I don't know. Chris was very, like, she's a very protective person. And so she's like, Mom, you can't be driving 12 hours. And I was like, yeah, Mom, don't do it. Come on, right. Stop. Like, yeah, no, let me drive. I'll do it. It's my turn. Yeah, I was like, I'll go back to sleep. And hopefully she just keeps driving like a psychopath.
Wake me up over at the Cracker Barrel.
Only solely. So, I mean, it was nice to spend time with them. And we giggled and played games and things like that and had little talks and whatnot, but super
quizzed it.
Yeah, quizzed it up.
What quizzes do you guys play?
Like any online personality type quizzes or like, you know, like what color are you?
We can guess what fragrance you like based off your zodiac sign. we figured out that we're both Ravenclaws.
Yeah, we did a lot of
it. Yeah. I'm a Charlotte of the Sex and the City. I'm a Monica if it's Friends. All those.
I can see that. You're definitely Monica.
You were saying, what was the game you were talking about that she plays on? Are you playing set?
The best game is, it's called, okay, so it's actually evolved a lot. So what it started off as was pet peeves. Mm-hmm. So it's things that you hate, but you don't really know why you hate them, but you do.
Okay.
And, then it also evolved now into simple pleasures. So things that are kind of stupid, but just give you a little bit of joy in your heart. So like a pet peeve, super big pet peeve of mine, and this is low-key a little ignorant, but people who say Hawaii to be like grandiose and things like that.
Wait, about what? About Hawaii?
Yeah, when they say, like, people who are like, oh, yeah, I just took a trip to Hawaii, and it's right. Like, no,
when
you're not
from Barstow and have like only Swedish in their background,
correct?
And they say like Hawaii and Mexico,
is that, like, Mexico, say, like Tarjay, like those type of people. Would that be in the same category?
Tarjay, not so much, okay. But definitely a Mexico when you like just because you took a couple years of Spanish,
right?
Right,
makes me very peeved,
okay.
Right.
A simple pleasure is when I go to buy something and in its exact amount, like, that'll be $5. And I'm like, yeah.
Oh, no change. Oh,
yeah, nice. No change.
All right, that's a good one.
Or, like, I'm that psychopath at the pump who has to be, like, exactly, like, $26. Like, if it goes 1 cent over, I'm doing 27. I don't care.
Yeah, you have to. Right?
I have to.
I'll go broke trying to get that.
Yeah.
That even number. Like, fuck, I didn't mean to put $45 in my car. What am I, on TV? all right, what about you? Pet peeve / simple pleasure.
Okay, so one thing that drives me crazy, which is super weird, but I can't even talk about it without making faces, the feeling of biting into a popsicle drives me bananas.
Well, then don't do it.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but even if I think about it, it's something that drives me absolutely berserk. The feeling of, like, how some people don't like the sensation of, like, cotton balls.
I hate pet peeve.
That's a pet peeve for you.
Really?
Mine is, like, biting into any, like, icy type thing. It, like, I don't know.
It has, like, a squeak to it.
It drives me. I can't do it.
Okay.
So that's a huge pet peeve.
All right. That's a weird one, but okay. Of all the pet peeves in the world, yours is biting.
That's the fun of pet peeve. It has to be more specific. People who are like, I hate liars. It's like, everyone hates liars. You're
right.
Right. The pet peeve is like when it's just like,
Okay. All
right. Right. Everyone hates liars. Everyone hates going to the DMV. Everyone hates traffic.
Right.
It's what's something specific to you that just drives you crazy.
That really grinds you.
That makes no sense.
Grinds you gears.
All right. So simple pleasure.
Simple pleasure of mine. What have I said before?
The sticker. I think that was yours.
Oh, when you can peel a label off of something and the whole thing comes off.
Oh, right. When it doesn't rip.
Oh, yeah. It just like slides off completely. That's super good.
Glory.
But you would hate my car right now because I have like a half Texas decal tag up front that it won't come off.
Yeah, it's no fun.
It's not fun.
But just that feeling of accomplishment when you like pull it all the way through, whole thing just comes off smooth. It's like, oh, man. All
right. I'll give you
that one.
I'm
doing big things today.
I'll give you that one. Okay.
I think my favorite pet peeve, though, was from a coworker, and his was that it's when, like, he's holding his pet peeve was that when he holds the door open for someone and they also put their hand on the door. He's like, "What do you think? I just stood here this whole time. I'm just gonna slam it on you. Like, you don't trust me enough to just continue holding the door." And I was like, "That's brilliant.
That
I've never thought
good.
Of that."
The lack of trust. That's funny.
Like, oh. No, I got it.
That means that's happened to those people before. Some asshole acts like they're gonna hold the door and this. What would mine be? I'll tell you my pet peeve, but it's not small. It's like really irritates me.
Okay,
It's the guy who goes to like the Starbucks or the corner bakery or whatever it is. But he's just overly chummy with the staff.
Okay.
He wants to be everybody's best friend, and he stays and, like, hangs out behind the counter. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's a good one.
Right. That's a very good one.
And he knows everybody's names
that
work there. He's always a little bit older, and it's always just, like, borderlining inappropriate to me.
Right, with all the, yes.
When you're a regular at a place that doesn't warrant regulars.
right. Correct.
Yes, that's exactly it.
Correct.
When you're a regular at a place that doesn't warrant regulars really bothers me.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm waiting in line to grab whatever, and this guy is, you know, talking to them about their day and how school, and it happens so much. And it's probably such a great way to live. It's probably such a great way to live. To go and make friends with everybody and be friendly and care, and I just don't have time for it.
Pass.
I just couldn't be bothered. There's a place I go to almost every single day, and I couldn't tell you any of the employees' names. They know what I drink. They know how I like my coffee.
Oh, I love it.
Simple pleasure.
Simple pleasure is always the toughest one because we're all so cynical.
Yeah.
Because we're all real negative.
I kind of hate everything.
Right.
Because I like.
I kind of hate everything.
Few and far between.
I would say I have two. One's like super whatever, but one's like waking up to a text from somebody that you like.
Aww.
You know what I mean?
Cute.
Especially me because I wake up like super late. So the girls I date are already been at work for like 4 hours.
Right.
But something like that or socks right out of the dryer.
Ooh.
Warm socks. Yeah.
Ooh. I'll take that one step further okay. and say when you take the comforter right out of the dryer and then get right into bed under yeah. the warm comforter. Yeah. That's
good.
Yes. Some good stuff right there.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Give me another pet peeve. I want another pet peeve.
Another pet peeve. When girls have the sticker still on their heels. So like if you're walking behind them and you see like their number 8 little Target sticker or Target sticker.
Yeah, that
pisses me off. Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if you buy shoes in like a Target or something like that, they have stickers on the bottom of them that have like the size and the price.
Okay.
And if you're not lucky enough to peel that whole sucker off smooth, but there's always like 3 of them. So you have to make sure that you hit every single one of them.
Your pet peeve goes back to Christy's simple pleasure of the sticker peeling.
Right.
Off.
It's all full circle.
Take it.
I'm trying to think about more. What do you have?
I mean,
another
pet peeve?
I have
100 pet peeves.
You hate everything.
Yeah, like grown ass men that take longboards of their as their only form of transportation.
Oh,
like
right.
Skateboards as their only transportation. That's like
you do hate that.
I really do.
Christy and I will be sitting outside like drinking coffee or tea, and like she'll be like, "Look at this," and it'll just be probably can't afford a car. Probably trying to get to work the only way he can, and she just not having it.
Way bike it, always bike it. Don't. Yeah. That's not your only option. There are better options.
It's true. It's true. A man like in a suit on a bike, that's totally sexy. But pedaling along, I just can't.
No.
I just cannot. Mm-mm. Nope.
Pet peeve. Dudes with selfie sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, huge pet peeve are those couples at the amusement park that just refuse to detach to do the line thing where they just like bum dee dum dee dum like behind each other.
Right.
Who are like causing a ruckus in the line.
Where one person's the big spoon, the other's the little spoon.
Yeah. Basically walking on each other's feet.
Yeah.
Like, like if you're cute, like we're stopped in line, we're gonna be cute, and then we walk like people. That's all I ask, is that when the line moves, you do too.
You know, my favorite thing is most of our pet peeve is genuine, just other people's happiness.
Right. Tone it down with your health and your joy.
Couples holding hands in the streets.
Idiots.
I don't like it when couples feed each other. I'll say that's a big one for me. That's a huge one.
Yeah.
Couples feeding each other in public.
But how about sitting on the same side of the booth?
Love it. Love it.
Oh, my God.
I love sitting on the same side
of
the booth. Oh,
my God. We get it. You're together. You guys can sit across from each other. You're going to go hang out. You can sit next to each other in the car. Get it.
I love that. I love that. I hate sitting across from somebody like it's a job interview. And I like sitting next to the lady.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Always sit next to the lady. Don't listen to her.
I mean,
she's
if
young.
It's only the two of you?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
No.
100%.
Mm, it's cute.
100%.
And you can feed each other.
Boo.
Go ahead.
The other best pet peeve I heard was when you're sipping out of like a very fancy wine glass, one of the very thin ones, and it feels like it's gonna like cut the edges of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like those ones, like you feel like you could just bite into it. Freaks her out.
Would this be a simple pleasure? Like this happens to me all the time. Mm-hmm. Like if I'll have a song stuck in my head and I get in my car and it's either A on the radio or B, like I hit shuffle on my iPod and it comes up.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That happens to me a lot. I have like 3,000 songs on Spotify. And I hit shuffle, and a lot of times the one that'll be in my head all morning is the first one that plays.
Very intuitive of you.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When people play like psychic games with themselves, that's the kind of stuff that they do.
Really?
Yeah.
I wonder what that means.
It means you're an intuitive guy.
You're a gypsy.
But why is it only with like shitty emo music? It's not with anything important that could help me.
Well, right.
But can I take that and
you can.
Will you teach me how one day?
One day.
Okay.
One day, I will teach you how to use the force.
Do you think you have enough goat's blood to do such a trickery?
Like most of the time.
Are you on board with her?
Most of the time, I don't really
her
I'm crystals
big.
And her chakras?
I love all that stuff. Like, she does it, and we talk about it. We did vision boards things, but I will forever call her a gypsy. I will capture her tears and sell them. And
oh, my God. That's what we should sell Christy's tears for the cost of the podcast
merch.
You guys
are weird. guys are super weird. She does. She signs all my birthday cards Gypsy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Gypsy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. So
she says, Gypsy. Happy birthday, yeah. Gypsy.
Vote rats me.
You have an article that you wanted, that you brought in, that you, we teased last week, that I want to get into this week.
I do. It's something that comes up a lot in my line of work.
Yes.
Of what I try to explain to people. It normally piggybacks off why it's a good idea to not hop from one relationship to an to the next, of why it's generally a good idea to have some clarity on your last relationship, mm-hmm. and what went wrong and why you didn't like it before moving to the next. Sometimes people figure that out in their relationship. Sometimes they need a break.
That's what I was going to ask. Hold on. So if you're in a shitty relationship,
yeah.
and you've checked out months before,
you already know.
It's okay, yeah?
You've already had clarity. You've already gone through the separation. I think, honestly, I think women do this more than men.
Okay.
But they, like, I don't want to be with you anymore. They start to mentally and emotionally just separate from the person they're in the relationship
right.
with. And then the very last move is to actually break up.
Just pull the trigger.
But you've already, like,
okay.
there's no more energy you're sharing with that person. And
right.
then the last move is, like, we should see other people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. that's the final cord cut. But sometimes, like, someone will, maybe you weren't the one who did the breaking up with. And then you just hop to something new
to make you
for
feel
comfort.
Better. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. never. It's always a good idea to assess maybe things that you could have done differently, things that maybe you attracted that you don't want to attract again. Just having some clarity on that kind of stuff can be really nice. But what I would like to read about today are 6 reasons why love at first sight is a dangerous thing.
Wow.
And like I said last week, Peppy. I am super a romantic, mm-hmm. but I think that every single word of this is 100% true.
So you agree with this?
Yes. Okay. I think that the worst thing you can do is that moving forward in a relationship too quickly is one of the absolute worst things you can possibly do. And they'll talk about some of the reasons why, and I'll share some of mine too.
Kara, are you a fan of love at first sight?
I am. I'm a big fan, and it's probably right. It's probably a little true,
right?
So yeah, yeah, valid. Yeah, big fan. First time caller.
Big fan of the idea.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm a big fan of the idea too, but I can also see, before you get into the article, I can also see how it would be beneficial to meet somebody, mm-hmm. And let something grow. Because I think, I don't know if we've talked about this show before, or if I've talked about it with like other people before, but a lot of times, like, when you meet somebody and you're like immediately like just drawn to their physical attractiveness, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like an infatuation, mm-hmm. and you build up a story in your head about you and this person, and it's kind of not really based in reality, and you get to meet this person, it may not be what you thought it would be, blah 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 blah. So a lot of times, like, you talk to people that are in like long-term relationships, it's like, well, it just happened one day,
right?
We were coworkers, or we had sent the same circle of friends, or whatever, and you, like, kind of something has built beyond that initial thing.
Right. Yeah.
And then that's kind of the ones that, like, last
right.
a little bit longer. From people that I've talked to. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, love at first sight leads to, like, oh, hi, you want to go on a date? Like, oh, my God, I'm at my wedding. What just happened? Like,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now
we live together and I hate this person.
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How did I get here?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
See, I do that a lot. I'll be honest, man. I'll, like, meet, like, an attractive
my
woman.
My whole life.
Yeah, and I'll be like, okay, we're going to have 2 kids. We're
right.
going to live in Portland.
right.
A guy and a girl. And mm-hmm. and he's like, oh, wait, I should probably take her out for coffee first.
Right.
I should probably sit next to her on the bench before I start making
this
fantasy world.
Another thing that I don't think is mentioned in this is that if there is that love at first sight attraction, everyone starts – it then automatically becomes, like, I have to get this person in front of me.
Mm.
Not, like – let's make sure that they're really as great as I think they are, or let's see if we're compatible in some way. It's just like, no, this is the love of my life and I must make this relationship work.
Right.
And then you end up like throwing all boundaries out the friggin' window and changing yourself for it. It like becomes this catastrophe of a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you on that one. Yeah. I've seen it. We've all seen it before.
We've all done it before.
We've all seen it before.
It's a real thing.
Yep.
Darn it, Gypsy, making us look at ourselves.
She always does it on the show.
I was going to get deep on here.
I don't know how the listeners feel. I feel that just hosting the show and being around her and listening to something has made me a better person, like more rounded. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can only imagine and what's the people listening to the show getting out of it. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that
I share blood with a life coach. It's very helpful. I didn't have to pay her nothing.
The dynamic of the show is always like me with scumbag ideas and scumbag theories, and her be like, "Well, here's why you're wrong." Right. I feel lately my scumbag ideas and scumbag theories have lessened and lessened and lessened. And maybe by episode 400, I might be a fully operational human being.
Well. Till then, scumbag ideas.
So, so give me this. I'm interested in this.
Okay. And I would love to talk about these because I this is one of the articles that I read. I've never been so like, I've read something before. So, okay, it starts by saying, who is this by?
Do you have the full list?
Yes, I have the full list. Don't be an asshole. Nobody likes that. Okay. We become a fast-paced culture. We rush to work. We run through, drive through for a fast food. We race to the next activity, and we hardly have time to breathe. Unfortunately, with such a fast pace, we also have become an impatient culture. And it talks about how this leads to love at first sight, and let's get in there. So the first one is reasons why love at first sight can be a dangerous thing. Number one, we don't have time to test character. So when we rush into a relationship, we may not take the time to really get to know the person and their inner qualities. It's easy for anyone to put up a facade for a short while, but it's only after time and trials that a person's true colors shine through. If we don't take time to get to know another person's character, we may get into difficult or even dangerous situations. That is the realest.
That is that is mic drop.
That is the realest.
Yeah, because, and we've talked about this in the show, especially like the first couple of dates, like you put on, like, you know, a lot of people put on, this is the person I want you to think that I am, this is who I am, and if it's like this infatuation that you don't let that, you don't try to see through those cracks and let that wear off. Mm-hmm. You're just like, well, this is what I think that they are, so.
Well, they said.
Wow, okay, that's good.
Okay. I definitely have moved in with someone and had them like way too quickly, and then had them drop a piece of knowledge on me where I was like, oh shit. Oh crap. I should not be here right now. The next one is that we get caught up in feelings. Everyone enjoys the physical rush of a new relationship, and it's all too easy to get caught up in those tingly, wonderful emotions and let them dictate our actions instead of operating with sound logic and thinking. Yep. That's what you're talking about. I just love this person. We're in love. We'll make it work. Mm-hmm. We'll find a way.
Yeah.
We'll just make decisions based on this high. I think that's another thing that people do too, is that when the highs are too extreme, it tends to be the same kind of relationships where the lows are really low.
Yeah.
And that's how you get into that, like, on again, off again, highs, lows, up, down, no stability in the relationship kind of things, where it's like you're always either fighting or you just love the crap, that Bonnie and Clyde kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah. And I know being younger, like, I used to think that the relationship was supposed to be that.
Right.
You know, if it was like just regular and boring, I was like, well, we don't like each other.
Right.
You know what I mean? If it wasn't that intense, like passion or anger or whatever it is.
It talks a lot to your inner child, Justin.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. That middle ground, you're like, yeah, this is boring. Yeah. Right. We're probably not meant for each other. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And then you hear these people that are like, the people that like are married for like 50 years, like, yeah, we're just kind of boring old couple sitting around and watch TV. Like, that's what it is. Like,
it doesn't have to be like this.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be this crazy thing all the time.
Just calm down. Everybody just calm down. I think that's another thing that I tell people so often. I was like, in my experience, like, true love, when it comes around, it's really easy. Like, this whole, like, love is hard and you got to work really hard. And it's like, I don't know, that... To this point, that has not been my experience. That when it actually works, it's something that's very easy. It actually makes life easier.
Uh-huh.
It's something that makes you feel secure and calm and grounded, not like your head is constantly about to explode.
Right, right. You know what I mean? Of pacing back and forth.
I've been in both types of relationships, and you know, it's nice to just feel calm and secure all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I used to get that rush when, like, you would be like dating somebody, and you would text him, and and they wouldn't respond back for like 12 hours right. or something. You would, what the hell? And just pace it back. And then you get that text. You're like, oh, I can breathe and I love this person. It's like, that's a crazy cycle.
It is.
It's insane.
It is. It's addiction.
And it used to be.
Up addiction. And it doesn't matter what you're using. That type of love is addicting because the highs are so high. And then you crash and then you have to get it back again.
Yes.
And there's something really tantalizing about that that keeps us in that cycle.
And I've talked to you about this before, like a while ago. But like I would like text girls and they would respond back immediately. And I'm like, ugh, so boring. And now it's amazing. Now it's so great to send a text and get a response back.
Right.
But like for a while there, I was just like, oh, okay.
Right.
You're like, get out of my business.
Your attention bores me.
Get out of my business, lady. Ignore me.
God, this person really likes me.
Yep. Oh, that's great. All right, what's the next one?
The next one is we neglect a solid foundation of friendship, which leaves you left with a shallow relationship and feelings and physical attraction can fade.
Yep.
Good
and that's kind of what we were talking about. Like you'd be friends for a while first and then something happens after that, which is it's a hard boundary to walk. You don't want to get two friends because you're friends forever. But that friendship that kind of grows into love is kind of, you know.
Know about that one. That one sounds like then you'd have to be friends after. Big fan of them just disappearing.
Kara's weird about exes. She's weird about exes. She thinks she'll like explode if she comes within 5 feet of an ex.
Oh, really?
But she's young.
Yeah.
She's young. That's like, 22 shit.
You date your thing and then you're done with then they've
and
served
then
their purpose.
To disappear.
Correct.
Okay. You just have to find new friends.
Well, it
can
be
places.
Cool. It can be fine, but I don't want to be friends with my ex.
And here's what I think is it's not so much about being friends first and then starting to date.
Mm.
It's treating, what have I always told you? In the beginning of a relationship, you can still make out with the person and take them on dates, but the conversations should be as such as if you were hanging out with a friend.
True.
You don't need to be putting the moves on. You don't need to be trying to get them into bed. You sit there and you get to know somebody and see if you get along with them.
Right.
Yeah.
So I don't know that necessarily they have to be two separate things.
Right.
But friendship should be a part of the romantic relationship.
Okay. I agree.
Yep.
Going back to what you said, have you ever done the breakup where you have to like divide up territory? Have you done that? Like, all right, I'll take this side of town. You take this
bar.
I'll take this place.
Yeah, there's two Craves on Ventura.
There is
and like
two
I have one and the other has the other. You have yours and I have mine. I go to this movie theater, you go over there.
Yep.
Perfect.
Yep. Which Crave do you have?
I get Studio City.
Yeah, okay,
yeah, I get
good.
The better one.
Nice, yeah. That's my favorite. You get the longer wait line, though, but yeah.
No.
Every time I'm there's like a line around the corner.
Really?
Yeah, every time. Oh. I've never just walked up to the counter there. It's a nightmare.
You're not VIP.
No, that's true. Yeah, I wasn't on.
I got Pete.
Not Young Hollywood.
Yeah, I'm not Young Hollywood at all.
They put you in the back of the line.
Start name dropping you when I go to Crave.
Oh, for sure.
What's
I got
the next
fans.
One?
The next two I would like to put together.
Okay.
One is that we let infatuation dictate our commonalities, and the next is that we overlook potential problems. Okay? So you kind of give up yourself to mold to fit with the other person, and at the same time, like, ignore their red flags to make them fit with you better.
Yes.
You
big fan, red flags, pink flags. Turn to pink. It's not so bad.
Oh, my God. Yes. It's kind of a neutral color flag.
Yeah. Oh, it's cute. It's so endearing how awful you are.
Right. Fine. I'm sure that'll go away.
That's the funniest thing in the world when someone says something. You're like, they probably. Nah.
I'm sure they didn't mean it. They were probably just nervous.
Well, it's like.
Yes.
Like, oh, now that you're with me, that'll go away. I'm so glad I could be that. Like, I'm just so glad I could take that red flag away from you. No, still there? Awesome.
Oh, I didn't get to be the one who fixes it. Can I be real with you guys on this podcast right now?
We expect it from you.
And I don't mean to offend anyone, and maybe I'm wrong in this statement, but Valentine's Day did just pass.
Mm-hmm.
And when people are in relationships on Valentine's Day, particularly new ones, and they're like, yeah, it's okay. We just, you know, we're not into Valentine's Day, or like, yeah, we just don't, whatever it is, I don't believe you. And I think you're making something okay that 100% isn't. And let me go on the record saying, I have totally been the, it's fine. I don't need anything for Valentine's Day. It's a dumb holiday. I've been that girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it was my mother, who is crazy, but sometimes has some good ideas.
True.
And she was like, but she basically made me realize that by pretending things are okay that actually hurt my feelings, it's not helping me. It's not helping the other person because it's not even giving them a chance to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? If you ask the other person for what you want, maybe they'll be able to give it to you. And if not, then just be with someone else. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah.
You don't have to be with one person, but I don't know. It,
I heard that a lot this year, too.
It really upsets me.
Well, we've been together for a long time, and it's just a corporate holiday, and it's just this and that. You're like, oh, you're miserable. You're dying inside.
It takes $10 and 5 minutes to walk into a CVS and get some heart-shaped chocolates and a card.
Yeah.
Straight
up.
Yep. Five minutes and $10 is all that it takes to just not make somebody feel like a piece of shit.
Right. A heart-shaped pizza will fix any heart.
Oh, 100%. My gosh.
100%.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
100%.
That's all I want.
Go to Target, buy a discount movie, get a heart-shaped pizza. Best Valentine's Day ever.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah.
It just doesn't take a lot to make somebody feel special.
Yeah.
So, ladies, gentlemen, don't do that shit.
Cut the crap.
Don't do that
stuff. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy. Because no one likes that guy.
So the last part of that one. So the first part is you ignore or you try to fake commonalities, right?
Yes.
So stuff that they're interested in, you're not really, but you're like, yeah, sure. Right. I could be into that.
Right.
Like, I guess a girl would do with like sports or video games,
right.
And like a guy would do, you know, with whatever. And the second part is ignoring
potential problems. Yeah. Ignoring all those red flags. It says when we fall fast and furiously in love, we're more prone to overlook problems, to minimize differences, a la pink flags,
or
make excuses for behavior.
Do you have any specific ones that you've gotten that you can remember?
It's okay. They're not listening.
They're at the other Crave. They're not.
It's fine.
They have you guys divided up podcasts. They didn't get Foster the Podcast.
Right. That they were like, oh, yeah, I've almost been like arrested for things. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad that now won't be a thing. And, you know.
Not so much.
Not so much.
Not entirely.
Oh, yes. I used to be somewhat of a bad boy getting arrested. Oh, you're arrested again. Okay.
All right.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
That's confusing.
That's funny.
Yeah. Because it's always different with us, right? Like men, women, the other person is going to be different with us.
This time.
Yeah. Because what we have is special.
I mean, you like to think that.
You do.
And
like
sometimes
to think
it
that.
Is.
Sometimes it is.
Sometimes, you know, people. You know, are in crappy relationships and they get to another relationship and you're like, well, are they going to leave me for someone? And that doesn't happen because they just were not happy in that relationship.
Yep.
Or people can change. You know, I used to be a scumbag, piece of shit, whatever.
Yesterday.
And now I'm not anymore. Yeah. Or yes.
We like to think it's a new day.
Yeah. We like to think people can change.
Yeah.
So you got to give them the benefit of the doubt and then figure it out later.
Yeah, you can always buy him a shirt.
Yeah.
How many shirts have you had to buy for Mick?
Oh, my goodness. my husband was a bit of a fixer-upper.
Yes, I remember. I used to drink with your fixer-upper.
Yeah, he was a little rough around the edges.
And,
you know,
and look.
Look at him.
Dapper now.
Dapper Dan.
You fixed him up. You cleaned him up.
Sweet, sweet man.
All right, that's great, though. That's awesome.
Yep.
So,
The last reason that they have there of reasons why love at first sight is a dangerous thing is that we have a false euphoria. The love at first sight mentality makes us think our relationship is special and different than others. That leads us to believe that our love is invincible, that it's meant to be, and that it will last forever without much effort. Such euphoria ignores the hard work that it takes to make a relationship last for the long haul. We already know I don't agree with that, but...
So said.
Yep.
Wait, you don't agree with what part?
I think most certainly that love at first sight gives a false sense of euphoria. We already talked about using love as a high.
Right.
But I don't think, I personally, and it's probably because it's where I am, I don't think that there's anything wrong with thinking that your love is unique or like,
oh,
the
right.
same
yeah, yeah,
thing
yeah, yeah,
that
yeah.
says like, don't ignore the hard work that it takes. Like, right. like relationships have to be super, super difficult.
They don't have to be super, super difficult, but they also, I think what they're saying is there is work that
100% right. you work have to compromise.
Yeah,
and
you gotta maybe not say the things that you would say. Right. You know, you gotta yeah. be.
Yeah.
You have to not cater, but you have to be more mindful of someone else's right. feelings in that moment.
Both people have to be open to change. Both people have to be open to saying things that they aren't necessarily comfortable saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of like, it's, well, I could, or it could be okay.
Yeah.
I could say this, or we could yeah. not just and don't, have
just don't happiness. Swing at everything. So, someone can yeah. go, someone go across the plate.
Yeah. I'm sure that'll just remedy itself. We don't need to stir the pot over here. Seems like a big hassle.
Yeah, we'll just deal with that again in 12 months when I'm way more pissed off than right. the first time it happened.
Let this build. And
that'll be totally
let this build and fester.
So. Yes.
We'll deal with this. We'll just file this away.
Put that yeah. way down. Ugh. Anything that puts anyone on a pedestal, I always think is scary, scary bad
yep.
news.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's great.
Yeah, love it.
Well, I guess we're out of time here. Thanks for coming on the show.
Of course.
We appreciate it.
That was fun.
We love having
Yay.
You.
Sisters.
This is great. This is so, I'm so happy right now. This is so awesome.
Do we do our routine?
Sisters. Here, let us get our fans out. We're going to dance.
How can people find you? How can our listeners find you?
I am on Instagram and Twitter at Kara Royster. Kara with a K, Oyster with an R. And that's how you win senior class president.
But if people want to tweet mean things at you, you're on Twitter, yeah?
Woo! Tell me to die on Twitter.
And watch Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah!
It's amazing.
It's super good.
It's so great. Yeah. We learned so much on this show today. What did we learn today? We learned why love at first sight can be problematic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We learned to treat the person you're interested in a friendly way at first to get to know them better.
Mm-hmm. We learned what a pink flag was.
We learned what a pink flag was my favorite takeaway from this week.
Yeah.
We learned
pet peeves and simple pleasures.
Enjoy the simple pleasures. That's yes. super important pleasures. Is to take those little moments and to realize, you know, it's not, I heard a quote the other day. It's like, at the end, it's not all the big moments. Remember the small moments, because in the end, those were the big moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's fun with the pet peeves. Like, I do it with a lot of people on set, and so it's cool. Like, a couple months later, like, I'll get a text like, oh, my God, I have another one. So it's, like, kind of taking it and making light of the things that suck
and
in the world.
A nice icebreaker if you're someone who is, like, an actor or something like that, and you're constantly moving jobs and needing to make friends with new people.
That's great. Mm-hmm. We learned that all of our collective pet peeves is other people's happiness.
Yes. Correct. For sure. 200%.
Great. Well, thanks for coming on. You guys follow Kara for our show. Go to FosterPodcast.com. Go to iTunes. Subscribe to the show. Download all past 1,000 episodes that we have. I don't even know 1, what number 000. We're on right now. We're getting up there. It's like 150-something.
Yeah.
Download past episodes, talk about the show, share the show, tweet at us, Foster the Podcast. We're also on
tweet
Facebook.
All your pet peeves.
Yes, yes. Tweet, yeah. Email us your pet peeves and simple pleasures. We love you guys, and we'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Foster the Podcast.